The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report, continuing the conversation about the Celtics' win over the Pacers with Noah Dalzell and Aaron Nesmith, old friend. We're going to talk about him again. Felt like the trade and the memories and him wanting to get revenge against his team fell into the past, but yeah. He had his best game yet against the Celtics. One of his best games, period, here. 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists really blows off the page to me, too. The way he got downhill in this one was something Rick Carlisle really liked after the game. Obviously didn't make them pay. When he got the ball here in the corner during that late run, you thought, uh-oh, is he about to tie this thing? No, Derek White comes across and blocks him, but aggressive game, assertive game, and an in-control game, which I think is the thing that really stands out most in terms of how he's grown. And certainly the Celtics have come away from this trade with Malcolm Brogdon now through that Jrue Holiday, but do you look at him and what he's doing in Indiana and say, oh, that could have happened here?
I mean, he looks like he'd be a great fit really on any team, the way that he's playing with so much energy. He's been efficient. I mean, tonight he was really efficient. This wasn't the first game either this year against the Celtics that he's made them maybe think twice about kind of what could have been.
Yeah.
I think ultimately he probably wouldn't have never have grown into the player that he is now with, you know, playing behind some of the guys on this Celtics roster. So for his development, this was probably the right move, and he maybe would have gotten buried. I wouldn't be shocked if say they had traded Peyton Pritchard, and then he comes back and scores 25 on a regular basis. Like, I think he has that in him potentially, but he's not going to have that on this roster. So there's that certain trade-off of, like, this just wouldn't have happened in Boston that I think maybe people can take comfort with. But yeah, he's looking like a great player. I mean, the player that I think a lot of people expected him to be when he first came into the league, just the way that he's been able to kind of become an all-around guy.
Here's Tyrese Haliburton talking about Nesmith's impact and growth into this season.
Damn, he had 26
now? Yeah, more than rebounds. I think it's 7 assists.
Yeah, he's been balling. I mean, I think that, he has a chip on his shoulder from being traded and all the things that were said about him when he got traded, and that's what we love about him. And to be able to sign him to a deal long term for him to be here is really exciting because he's an amazing player. And Aaron Nesmith is a player that every team in the NBA wants. You want a guy like Aaron who will just do whatever he's asked, puts his head down and works. And so I think that's what we love about him. And there's definitely some extra juice for him when he plays Boston. And that's cool to see. Just cool to see him balling.
New customers join today and you get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
So he says what Nesmith has said at other points, and I think it's pretty obvious when you watch here. He wants revenge in this matchup. He comes into it with some extra burst that I'm sure frustrates Celtics fans. We hear it, we read it. They don't love the way he plays against this team, but I love the intensity and kind of the juice he adds to this matchup right now. Because I talked to Siakam after the game, and I'm like, is there a little juice? Is there a little rivalry here? And he's like, it's on national TV. But the only thing that makes it feel a little intense besides Buddy Hield going back and forth with the bench tonight is that Nesmith factor. And he's out there starting every night. He's out there playing big minutes and making a big impact for them. And he actually feels legitimately important to that team. And you mentioned it. Different guys end up in different situations and they kind of succeed or fail based on that. And you're not going to go back and reverse that Brogdon trade as successful as it was. But I do think the one thing you regret is that you didn't play him more. You didn't give him more of a chance when he was here. And he's talked about that too, that you go into a game for a couple minutes, you miss a shot and you feel like you're done. And that is kind of how the Celtics managed him for the most of his time here.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that he comes motivated. I think some people are rubbed the wrong way by it, but that's why I think anybody should come in and be motivated against their former team, whether you were traded or whether you left or, you know, you're playing in front of your old fan base. So I think it's great. I think that the energy that he's bringing is great. He played a really great game tonight, across the board. And he would have had, I saw Derek White's dad tweeted, he didn't have 29 points because of the block down here in the corner. But he was a big reason why this team was in it.
Go to HelloFresh.com/CLNSFree and use the code CLNSFree for free breakfast for life. That's one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CLNSFree with code CLNSFree.